Gospel Hour, making known to this nation the gospel of Jesus Christ. Stay tuned for today's message that was preached and recorded by the founder of the Gospel Hour, Evangelist Dr. Oliver B. Green.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Gospel Hour. I'm David Green, director of the Gospel Hour, inviting you to stay tuned with us for the entire program today because we have some beautiful music for you, and we are continuing with our series of messages on Bible doctrine as preached and taught by my late father, Dr. Oliver B. Green. Now, this week, we are looking at a wonderful area of prophecy, looking ahead to the new earth, the new heaven, and the new Jerusalem, where Dr. Green is reviewing that today and also looking closer at the new Jerusalem. But before all of that, let's hear Send the Light and Faith of Our Fathers. Enjoy the music, and then Dr. Green.
Here with our message, Oliver B. Green.
Direct us, our Father, in Jesus' name as we study today. May thy will be done, and we'll thank you, Father, for the privilege of lifting up the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, and the salvation that he purchased by means of his shed blood. In his name, his worthy name, we pray. Amen. Revelation 21, verses 1 and 2. I've read them daily now for the past 3 days. I read them today the fourth time. And I saw a new heaven, a new earth, for the first heaven, the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. Now, we have three new things there, and I'm studying with you. We are studying together the new earth. We have a new heaven, that's the heaven just above us. The Bible speaks of three heavens. Paul said, I knew a man caught up into the third heaven. Now, if there is a third, There must be a number one and a number two if there's a number three. So we know there are three heavens, and the third heaven is paradise. The first heaven is where the clouds are, the atmosphere, the stars right out there. Of course, they're on beyond. I mean up in this part. And the stars are the second heaven and the constellations and so forth. And then the third heaven is over where God is, the house of God, or the home, God's home, paradise. The first heaven, the atmosphere, the clouds. The second heaven, the constellations, the planets, and so on. The third heaven, God's house. Now, a new heaven, a new earth, and a new city, a new Jerusalem. All right. Now, I said, the last broadcast, there are many people that think and they believe because they've been taught and they have not searched the scriptures for themselves. They believe that this earth one day will come to an end. Everything will go up in smoke. There'll be a general resurrection and a general judgment. And the righteous will go into heaven and the wicked into hell, and that's it. Well, now, that is part of the truth, but that is not all of the truth. This earth, the foundation of this earth, will never, never cease to be. It is eternal. This earth has been void, and God brought order out of chaos 6,000 years ago, about approximately 6,000 years ago. And one day, this earth will be burned, and God will put on the foundation, create on the foundation of this earth a new earth, a new earth. And the new earth will be occupied by his elect nation and, of course, the saved nations, those who have, those who will be at that time a friend to Israel during the reign of the Antichrist, the false Messiah. God promised Abraham and his nation, Israel, a nation forever, a land forever, a king forever, a throne forever, and a kingdom. God promised Abraham and his people a nation, a land, a king, a throne, and a kingdom. And God will keep his promise. Now, I want to read, we're talking about, I said God has dealt with Israel by means of covenants. And I'm giving to you now, and we'll complete it in just a moment, the covenant that God made with David. I read, yes, on the last broadcast, 2 Samuel 7, 4 through 17. 2 Samuel 7, 4 through 17. I pointed out that God promised David a throne. And, of course, Mary, when the angel came to Mary, he announced to Mary that she would bring forth God's son. And he would sit on the throne of David and reign over the house of Judah forever. Now, I want to read a part of Psalm 89. Look at verse 3. I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn unto David, my servant. Now this is God Almighty's word. I've made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn unto David, my servant. Thy seed will I establish forever and build up thy throne to all generations, Selah. And the heavens shall praise thy wonders, O Lord, thy faithfulness also in the congregation of the saints. Now, I wish I could read all of this, but I will not. Look at verse 20. Look at verse 20. This is Psalm 89, verse 20. I have found David my servant. With my holy oil have I anointed him. I found him, I anointed him, with whom my hand shall be established. Mine arm also shall strengthen him. The enemy shall not exact upon him, nor the son of wickedness afflict him. And I will beat down his foes before his face and plague them that hate him, but my faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him, and in my name shall his horn be exalted. I will set his hand also in the sea and his right hand in the rivers. And listen now, he shall cry unto me, Thou art my Father, my God, and the rock of my salvation. Also, I will make him my firstborn higher than the kings of the earth. Now, that is speaking of Jesus, who will sit on the throne of David, the firstborn. Listen. Also, I will make him my firstborn. Now, Jesus was the only begotten Son of God. This is speaking, of course, in prophetic words, that is, before the birth of the Lamb of God. We're on this side. Now, he is above the kings of the earth. My mercy will I keep for him forevermore, and my covenant shall stand fast with him. My covenant. Now, watch it. His seed also will I make to endure forever. Watch it. And his throne as the days of heaven. His throne will be as long as heaven. Now, if heaven is eternal, then the throne is eternal. The kingdom is eternal. And this earth, my beloved, the new earth, of course, not this one that is cursed. This one will be the millennial earth. Jesus will reign 1,000 years right here on this earth. The curse will be lifted, but he'll reign on this earth for 1,000 years. Then at the end of the tribulation and the kingdom and the great white throne judgment, this earth will be melted with fervent heat. The world and the works will explode and burn up, and God will create new heavens, create a new earth, and the pearly white city will come down from God. Now, that earth will last forever. It will never be destroyed. Now, listen to this. If his children forsake my law and walk not in my judgments, if they break my statutes and keep not my commandments, then I will visit their transgressions with the rod and their iniquity with stripes. Nevertheless, my loving kindness will I not utterly take from him. Now what? Nor suffer my faithfulness to fail. My covenant will I not break. My covenant will I not break. Now this covenant that God Almighty made with Abraham and handed down, and it goes right on down until the day that Jesus sits on the throne. The covenant cannot be broken. It cannot be done away with. It is perpetual. It is everlasting, unending. It will never, never come to an end. This covenant that I'm talking about. My covenant will I not break nor alter. The thing that has gone out of my lips, once have I sworn by my holiness that I will not lie unto David. His seed shall endure forever. Now let me say this to you, beloved. If you hate certain races, certain colors of people, I'm sorry you hate them. You have no right to hate anybody. You just keep in mind that no man that has been born into this earth had the right or the privilege or the opportunity to choose his color or nationality. He didn't make himself what he is. He was born what he is. I don't care what you are. I mean by that from the standpoint of the color of your skin or your nationality. You ought to be proud of your nationality. If your skin is white, you should be proud of it. If it's black, you should be proud of it. If it is brown, you should be proud of it. If you are of the yellow races, you should be proud of your skin. You should be proud of what you are. God made you what you are. And no man, a black man has no right to hate a white man, and a white man has no right to hate a black man. He didn't choose his skin regardless of the color. I don't care what color skin you are. I don't care what nationality. If you are an American, you didn't choose to be born in America. You didn't have the opportunity to choose. If you are a Russian or a Japanese or a Chinese or whatever, you didn't choose to be born that nationality. And you have no right to hate me, and I have no right to hate you. And if you love God, you won't hate anybody. You may hate their sins. You may hate their iniquity, and you may hate their ways, but you won't hate the individual. If you love God, you'll love all souls. Now, whether you like it or not, Hitler, of course, he's dead. Mussolini, he's dead. Stalin, dead. All these fellows said, especially Hitler, that he would wipe the Jew from the face of the earth, but he didn't. The Antichrist will say the same, but he won't. No man will ever destroy utterly the Jew or the nation of Israel, because God Almighty said his seed shall endure forever and his throne as the sun before me. Now his throne is just as sure as the sun. And there's not much you can do about the sun, my friend. Now, let me say this. Somebody will misunderstand. Let me tell you something. A Jew does not go to heaven because he's a Jew. A Gentile does not go to heaven because they're a Gentile. A white man does not go to heaven because he's a white man. A black man does not go to heaven because he's a black man. I don't care what nationality you are. You must be born again. You must be washed in the blood. You must be saved by God's grace. You can't go to heaven regardless of your nationality. Born again Jews will go to heaven. And those who are not born again cannot enter that city. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Except a man be born again. Marvel not, Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews he was. Marvel not that I said unto thee, you must be born again. And you must, my friend. So his seed shall endure forever, and his throne as the sun before me. It shall be established forever as the moon and as a faithful witness in heaven, Selah. Now, whether you believe it or not, whether you accept it or not, God made a covenant with David. God has not broken it. God will not break it. God gave him a throne, a kingdom, and he gave him the promise. Therefore, it is still good. And Jesus, who is in line from the standpoint of the flesh, will sit on the throne of his father David. Now, God Almighty is the father of Jesus, Mary, his mother, and through the lineage of Mary, Jesus has a right to the throne. And through the spiritual aspect, God Almighty being his father, he certainly has a right to the throne. So, there is the covenant that God made with David. Now, I want to discuss, and I hope that I can, I don't know that I will, but I may finish the new covenant. Look at Jeremiah. Turn quickly to Jeremiah 31 and verse 31. Jeremiah 31 and verse 31. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant they break, although I was an husband unto them, saith the Lord. But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my law in their inward parts and write it in their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for they shall all know me. Now that's got to be, that absolutely must be the eternal kingdom, the everlasting kingdom. They'll all know me. From the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith the Lord, for I will forgive their iniquity. I will remember their sin no more. Thus saith the Lord, which giveth the sun for the light by day, and the ordinances of the moon and of the stars for the light by night, which divideth the sea when the waves thereof roar. The Lord of hosts is his name. If those ordinances depart from before me, saith the Lord, then the seed of Israel also shall cease from being a nation before me forever. Thus saith the Lord, if heaven above can be measured, can you? Can you measure heaven? If heaven above can be measured, and the foundations of the earth searched out beneath, can you search out the foundations of this earth? If you can, God said, I will also cast off all the seed of Israel for all that day, for all that they have done, saith the Lord. Now God said, if you can measure heaven, and if I destroy all of my ordinances and my word, and if you can measure heaven, and if you can search the foundations of the earth, then I'll destroy Israel. But he said, they are just as sure as God's word, as God's ordinance, as the foundation of this earth. The nation is just that sure to stay and exist forever. No. No. They will never cease to be Judah. And that's the tribe that we know as the Jews, Israel. Of course, that is the 12 tribes. Now, I really don't have time to read what I'm going to read, but I will anyway. I'm turning now to Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 7. Hebrews 8, 7, "For if that first covenant had been faultless, then should no place have been sought for the second." Now, this is the covenant that I'm talking about now, the new covenant. "For the finding fault with them, he saith, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, when I make a new covenant." We can't finish this today. It'll be impossible. I cannot leave this hanging, beloved, because many people wrongly divide the word here. It needs to be rightly divided. "For finding fault with them, he saith, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by the hand and led them out of the land of Egypt, because they continued not in my covenant, and I regarded them not, saith the Lord. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their mind, write them in their hearts, and I will be to them a God, and they shall be my people. And they shall not teach every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for all shall know me, from the least to the greatest. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. In that he saith, a new covenant he hath made the first old. Now that which decayeth and waxeth old is ready to vanish away." Now God said, I will make a new covenant with Judah and the house of Israel. And you rest assured that God will keep his promise, and I'll say more about that on the next broadcast. Now listen, this earth will be made new, and it's eternal. It'll be made new after the white throne judgment at the beginning of the ages of ages. And Israel will occupy this earth. And the saved nations will occupy the earth. And the bride of Christ will occupy the pearly white city. And God's house will remain where it is in the third heaven. Now, if you're born again, you don't have a thing to worry about. And if you're not born again, you don't have a thing to look forward to but eternal damnation. Father, convict deeply and draw mightily and save every soul that's under conviction. Redeem the lost, O God. Save the lost today. Save that soul that's nearest hell. May Christians rejoice that God loved us and Jesus died for us. It's in his name we pray. Amen.
Friends, this is David Green once again, and before we close the program today, I want to give you another chance to order our gift offer for this week, Gift Offer Z. Now, I told you earlier that this is the last week of this offer. I will not mention it again after this week. You may order it for the next several weeks, but be sure to write down the information so that you don't forget. If you can't, order it today. Now, Gift Offer Z is available to you in return for your donation to the Gospel Hour in the amount of $10 or more. Please send more if you can. Pray about it. Ask the Lord's guidance and do as He wills. And if you can send 20, 30, 50, however much the Lord lays on your heart, I hope you will make that donation to help spread the gospel. But if you can send a donation of at least $10 and ask for Gift Offer Z, I'm going to send you first 5 copies of one of our most important soul-winning booklets entitled Millions Missing. Now, I hope you know about our soul-winning booklets. They were designed by my father many years ago. They're all 32 pages long, a small size to fit in your pocket or purse. Of course, they all contain the gospel message in simple terms that anyone can understand. They have been so very effective, and this one is too. And after you get these and look at them, I hope you'll order in quantities, 20, 50, 100, 1,000. Just tell us how many you want. I'll give you instructions in your package. Then we have The Mind, a book by Dr. Green, all about how the mind seeks to be controlled by the devil. Of course, we fight that day in and day out. And he talks about all of that in this very, very important book, The Mind. 80 pages long. It's a softback book. Then we have Under His Wings, a beautiful CD of music by the Gospel Hour singers and musicians, 14 songs in all, such as I Surrender All, Master the Tempest is Raging, Amazing Grace, I Love to Tell the Story, and two beautiful medleys of songs. That's Under His Wings. Finally, we have Rightly Dividing the Word of Truth by Dr. Green. It has that study plus others such as The Believer's Reward, The Two Natures, Law and Grace, The Judgments of God, and so on. A wonderful, wonderful book. Be sure to study it with the Bible open by your side. So, to get both books, the CD, and the soul-winning booklet, just ask for Gift Offer Z and send your gift of at least $10. Here's how to make your donation.
Friends, to order this week's gift offer or to contribute to this ministry, write to us at the Gospel Hour, Post Office Box 2024, that's 2024, Greenville, South Carolina, 29602. Or call us toll-free Monday through Friday between the hours of 8:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time at 1-800-745-0324. That's 1-800-745-0324. You may use your Visa, Discover, or MasterCard anytime you write or when you call. You can also place your order online 24 hours a day by visiting our website at www.thegospelhour.org. Here also you may order other materials available through this ministry. To receive an audio CD of today's message, be sure to give us today's date and enclose a gift of at least $5 to cover the cost of production and handling.
Friends, this is David Green again. On behalf of myself and the entire Gospel Hour family, I want to thank you for tuning in to the program today. I hope you received a blessing today and will tune in again each and every time you can. And so, until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you in His will.